is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with the incredible Donny Osmond in just a moment. But first, Katy Perry's Super Bowl outfits cost how much? Katy Perry's flame dress from the Super Bowl halftime show was made of detailed patent leather worth $15,000 to $20,000, according to fashion designer Jeremy Scott. He collaborated with Katy for 2 months on each of her costumes. Her finale dress cost $15,000 and had to be easily slipped on in just 45 seconds. One fun fact, with 4 costume changes, Katy wore more outfits than anyone ever has before during a halftime show. And because the Super Bowl was the highest rated TV moment ever, her halftime show also the most watched in history. How much sleep do we really need at different stages of our lives? A new study from the National Sleep Foundation has looked into exactly how much sleep a person really needs according to his or her age group. A team of 18 medical experts came up with these amounts, while past studies found that a lack of sleep can increase a person's risk of obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. To stay healthy, here are the new amounts of sleep that they recommend. Newborns up to 3 months, 14 to 17 hours a day. Infants, 4 to 11 months, 12 to 15 hours. Previously, it was 14 to 15. Toddlers, 1 to 2 years, 11 to 14 hours a day. Preschoolers, 3 to 5, 10 to 13 hours a day. How much sleep do school-age children, age 6 to 13, need? Between 9 and 11 hours a day. Teenagers, 14 to 17, 8 to 10 hours. Younger adults, between 18 and 25, 7 to 9 hours. Adults, 26 to 64, 7 to 9 hours, same as before. And older adults, 65 plus, 7 to 8 hours of sleep a day. Lance Armstrong's girlfriend, Anna Hansen, took the blame for the cyclist hitting 2 parked cars after a night of partying in Colorado. Armstrong wanted to avoid national attention. Hansen said she lost control of Armstrong's vehicle due to icy roads. She told the owner of one of the vehicles she promised to pay for any damage. The couple left the scene before cops arrived. Armstrong was cited for failing to report the accident and speeding. His girlfriend won't be charged with anything. Punishment for failing to report an accident can be up to 90 days in jail and a fine of up to $300. And Sheryl Crow is starting to look like the smartest woman on the planet at this point. The last time I saw Donny Osmond, it was his birthday, and we brought him a birthday cake. Now he's celebrating over 50 years in show business by releasing his 60th album.
Perfect.
You've been doing this a while.
It's a couple days.
Well, I just have to tell you one quick story, because I was just in this room recording an interview, my first ever interview, with a kid who was calling from his school office in between periods.
Oh, I love that.
And he's on MasterChef Junior tonight. He's one of the 7 or 8 finalists, and he's giving me all this stuff about recipes. The kid's calling from the school office.
I love it. Yeah, I've been there, too. Back when I was in grade school, the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland was opening up, and we were part of that whole project. And I think I'm the only person on the planet that can say the Haunted Mansion was my schoolhouse.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too funny. So listen, this new CD, Soundtrack of My Life, you really were able to pick and choose exactly what you wanted to go on this CD, and they all of these songs mean something special to you, right?
That's exactly right. I started out with a list of at least 300 songs that I wanted to do for this album and narrowed it down to these 12. There are 3 originals on here, but the rest of them are just classics. I mean, for instance, My Sherry Amour was the very first 45 I ever bought. I think I was 9 or 10 years old, something like that. And I fell in love with Stevie Wonder's music, and I asked my mom to take me to the record store and buy this. So I cut the track and put my vocal on it, and I thought, wouldn't it be amazing if I could get Stevie to play the harmonica solo on this thing? So I put the call in, and he takes the call, and I tell him the story, and I said, would you be on it with me? And he said, well, send me the track. Because he wasn't going to commit to just anything, you know?
Yeah.
So the next thing I know, my phone rings, and it's Stevie's assistant. And she says, Stevie's on the other line and wants to talk to you. And I'm thinking, okay, this could be really good news or really bad news.
What were you thinking, destroying my song?
Exactly. So he gets on. He says, Donny, I just heard the track, and it's unbelievable. Send me the masters. I've got to be a part of this project. Which, you know, to put his stamp of approval on it just meant so much to me. But every song on this album has got such an important key story to my career, 50-some-odd years in the show business.
Yeah, that's hard to believe, but you started as a little kid. I mean, you know.
I was 5 years old when I started, yeah.
I can still remember the night when the Osmond Brothers came out, the Andy Williams Show, and the night that you introduced little Jimmy, the little brother.
Oh,
and,
yes, yes.
Oh, my God. Your family means so much to the American psyche and the entertainment history of our country.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's been a long, interesting roller coaster ride, let me tell you, in show business. But I've had to reinvent myself so many different times throughout my career and come up with, you know, interesting ways of marketing the new project and things like that. And I came up with an idea for this one because it's all about social media these days.
Right.
I wish I had Facebook back in the puppy love days because I'm on Facebook all the time. I love it. And so I came up with an app, the Donny Osmond app, that you can download on your smartphone. And you can hear these songs and you can read all of these stories as to why I recorded them. And the best part is it's free.
Oh, wow. It's available at all the different app stores and things like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just on your smartphone. And then it ties into social media that you can get it on iTunes and the Google Play, as far as the app is concerned. And then you can go to Amazon or iTunes to get the record.
And you and your sister are still going strong in Vegas. That started out as a six-week commitment, and it's been going on for more than 6 years, right?
Yeah. Well, in fact, we just signed a two-year extension. So this is going to be an eight-year run, and it should have been a six-week run.
All right, be honest, Donnie. What's it like working with your sister every night?
Oh, I got to say, she's very talented. We get on each other's nerves all the time because, you know, we're brother and sister. But at the end of the day, we enjoy working together. And I think that's one of the key elements of why our show has lasted such a long time. It does take people back to a time, but it's not just a nostalgic show. We do the puppy love and paper roses and a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll. You got to give them that stuff. And then we take them on a journey, a musical journey, a variety. And it's a challenge working with your sibling, but we know each other so well that it's kind of fun to get up there and improv. Because the dialogue is not completely locked in. We change it up every once in a while to keep it fresh.
Yeah, otherwise you go crazy saying the same thing every
absolutely.
Night. Yeah.
Yeah,
we're talking with Donny Osmond about his new CD called The Soundtrack of My Life. Now, you mentioned three new songs are on the CD. Are those songs that, you know, may get radio play or going to be pushed a little bit as far as the new Donny Osmond music?
Oh, I really don't know. It's all about pushing the album right now. And as far as social media is concerned, the song that I wrote called Survivor is the social media favorite because I wrote that about the roller coaster ride of show business and how, well, when you get into the lyrics, you can really understand exactly what Survivor is all about. But it's to the industry because it can be so fickle. You can be hot one second and then cold the next. And that seems to be the fan favorite right now.
But you've been able to ride the wave, if you will, up and down the valleys, the peaks. What's it like when you're at the peak?
Well, there's nothing better, you know. But then again, I've been at several different peaks in my life. I look back, you know, of course, Puppy Love and One Bad Apple, the Donny and Marie Show, Soldier of Love, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, you know, Dancing with the Stars, you know, all these different peaks. But because I've been at those peaks so many different times, you realize they're kind of short-lived. Yes, it's nice to refer back to them, but that glory of winning or getting a hit record or something like that, it is short-lived because it only happens for a short period of time. So I'm always looking at the next thing. Right now, it's all about promoting this album and because I've worked so many years, two years on the making of this. And it really is the story of my life, the soundtrack of my life. So worked really hard on this one.
I can tell the amount of work and effort and thought you put into it, even the thought before you recorded a single thing. And all of these are new recordings? There's nothing like from the archives? It's all new stuff?
No, and that's one of the things that people kind of think when they see the soundtrack of my life, it'd be a best of, and I re-recorded Puppy Love or something, you know? But no, these are classic songs that I've covered. For instance, like The Long and Winding Road. Great classic Beatles song. It was the last single the Beatles ever recorded. And the story behind that is I'm in a hotel room. I think it's 1973, and there's a knock on the door, and I open it up, and it's Paul McCartney. He's standing there with his daughter, Mary, and he says, "Can I get your autograph, please?" And I said, "Sure." And I sent it to Mary, love Donny Osmond, and he says, "Thank you very much." And I said, "What in the world just happened?" And so years later, I ran into him in London, and he said, "Paul, did this really happen?" And he said, "Not only did it happen, Donnie, but your autograph is one of the very few autographs I've ever asked for in my life."
Wow, that's got to make you feel good.
Oh, yeah. But to re-record Paul's song or the Beatles song, you got to be very careful, but you got to make it your own. Otherwise, you're doing karaoke. I don't want to do karaoke.
All right, so you got Vegas, you got the new CD, and I hesitate to ask you if you got anything else going on, because you usually have about another five projects in the works.
Well, it's all about this album, okay. Promoting this album. That's what I'm focused on right now, and so probably going to tour with it a little bit. But, you know, you can't put too many irons in the fire. So right now it's all about this record.
All right, well, the next time we see, if it's anywhere around your birthday, we'll have the local pastry shop make you another cake and present it to you in person, because that was one of our we always talk about that on the air, presenting Donny Osmond with his birthday cake.
Yeah, that was a great moment.
Well, listen, all the best to you and your Vegas show and this new CD, which is really something that, you know, the Donny Osmond fans, they would buy it if you just burped for 20 minutes.
But, well, maybe I'll put one of those out.
Yeah. I know that they are just going to love this CD, and I hope it does very well for you and your legacy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Take care, Donnie.
Bye.
With Donny Osmond, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.